Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord Jehovah appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and three men stood before him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself towards the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in your sight, I urge, ask you, do not pass on by from your servant. I urge, ask you, let a little water be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort your hearts, after that you shall pass on, because for this reason you have come to your servant. And they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said, Quickly make ready three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd, and fetched a tender good calf, and gave it to a young man. And he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they ate. And they said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, She is in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and, look, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I have grown old shall I have pleasure, my Lord also being old. And the Lord Jehovah said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I surely bear a child while I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord Jehovah? At the time appointed I will return to you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, because she was afraid. And he said, No, but you did laugh. And the men rose up from there, and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord Jehovah said, Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am about to do? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? Because I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Jehovah, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord Jehovah said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to its cry, which has come to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there, and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord Jehovah. And Abraham drew near and said, Will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous within the city? Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that are far from you, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord Jehovah said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. What if there are 5 short of the 50 righteous? Will you destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again, and said, What if there are 40 found there? And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said to him, Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak. What if 30 shall be found there? And he said, I will not do it, if I find 30 there. And he said, Indeed now, I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. What if 20 shall be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, do not let the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. What if 10 shall be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord Jehovah went his way, as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.